February 1, 2025. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Serve God wholeheartedly. Opening prayer. Search me, God, and know my heart, test me, and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Read 2 Kings, chapter 10. Ahab's family killed. Now there were in Samaria 70 sons of the house of Ahab. So Jehu wrote letters and sent them to Samaria, to the officials of Jezreel, to the elders, and to the guardians of Ahab's children. He said, "You have your master's sons with you, and you have chariots and horses, a fortified city and weapons. Now as soon as this letter reaches you, choose the best and most worthy of your master's sons, and set him on his father's throne. Then fight for your master's house." But they were terrified and said, "If two kings could not resist him, how can we?" So the palace administrator, the city governor, the elders, and the guardians sent this message to Jehu: "We are your servants, and we will do anything you say. We will not appoint anyone as king, you do whatever you think best." Then Jehu wrote them a second letter, saying, "If you are on my side and will obey me, take the heads of your master's sons, and come to me in Jezreel, by this time tomorrow." Now the royal princes, 70 of them, were with the leading men of the city, who were rearing them. When the letter arrived, these men took the princes, and slaughtered all 70 of them. They put their heads in baskets, and sent them to Jehu, in Jezreel. When the messenger arrived, he told Jehu, "They have brought the heads of the princes." Then Jehu ordered, "Put them in two piles, at the entrance of the city gate, until morning." The next morning, Jehu went out. He stood before all the people and said, "You are innocent. It was I who conspired against my master and killed him, but who killed all these? Know, then, that not a word the Lord has spoken against the house of Ahab will fail. The Lord has done what he announced through his servant Elijah." So Jehu killed everyone in Jezreel who remained of the house of Ahab, as well as all his chief men, his close friends and his priests, leaving him no survivor. Jehu then set out and went toward Samaria. At Beth-Ikta the shepherds, he met some relatives of Ahaziah king of Judah and asked, "Who are you?" They said, "We are relatives of Ahaziah, and we have come down to greet the families of the king and of the queen mother." "Take them alive," he ordered. So they took them alive and slaughtered them by the well of Beth-Ikta, 42 of them. He left no survivor. After he left there, he came upon Jehonadab son of Rechab, who was on his way to meet him. Jehu greeted him and said, "Are you in accord with me, as I am with you?" "I am," Jehonadab answered. "If so," said Jehu, "give me your hand." So he did, and Jehu helped him up into the chariot. Jehu said, "Come with me and see my zeal for the Lord." Then he had him ride along in his chariot. When Jehu came to Samaria, he killed all who were left there of Ahab's family. He destroyed them, according to the word of the Lord spoken to Elijah. Servants of Baal killed. Then Jehu brought all the people together and said to them, "Ahab served Baal a little, Jehu will serve him much. Now summon all the prophets of Baal, all his servants, and all his priests. See that no one is missing, because I am going to hold a great sacrifice for Baal. Anyone who fails to come will no longer live." But Jehu was acting deceptively in order to destroy the servants of Baal. Jehu said, "Call an assembly in honor of Baal." So they proclaimed it. Then he sent word throughout Israel, and all the servants of Baal came, not one stayed away. They crowded into the temple of Baal until it was full from one end to the other. And Jehu said to the keeper of the wardrobe, "Bring robes for all the servants of Baal." So he brought out robes for them. Then Jehu and Jehonadab son of Rechab went into the temple of Baal. Jehu said to the servants of Baal, "Look around and see that no one who serves the Lord is here with you, only servants of Baal." So they went in to make sacrifices and burnt offerings. Now Jehu had posted 80 men outside with this warning: "If one of you lets any of the men I am placing in your hands escape, it will be your life for his life." As soon as Jehu had finished making the burnt offering, he ordered the guards and officers, "Go in and kill them, let no one escape." So they cut them down with the sword. The guards and officers threw the bodies out and then entered the inner shrine of the temple of Baal. They brought the sacred stone out of the temple of Baal and burned it. They demolished the sacred stone of Baal and tore down the temple of Baal, and people have used it for a latrine to this day. So Jehu destroyed Baal worship in Israel. However, he did not turn away from the sins of Jeroboam son of Nebat, which he had caused Israel to commit. The worship of the golden calves at Bethel and Dan. The Lord said to Jehu, "Because you have done well in accomplishing what is right in my eyes and have done to the house of Ahab all I had in mind to do, your descendants will sit on the throne of Israel to the fourth generation." Yet Jehu was not careful to keep the law of the Lord, the God of Israel, with all his heart. He did not turn away from the sins of Jeroboam, which he had caused Israel to commit. In those days, the Lord began to reduce the size of Israel. Hazael overpowered the Israelites throughout their territory east of the Jordan in all the land of Gilead, the region of Gad, Reuben, and Manasseh, from Aroer by the Arnon Gorge through Gilead to Bashan. As for the other events of Jehu's reign, all he did, and all his achievements, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Israel? Jehu rested with his ancestors and was buried in Samaria. And Jehoahaz his son succeeded him as king. The time that Jehu reigned over Israel in Samaria was 28 years. Reflect. What influences your perception of world events, or even your own life's experiences? Jehu's brutality in chapter 9 continues through chapter 10. He orders the slaughter of all 70 sons of Ahab and everyone related to Ahab, leaving him no survivor. Jehu is the only king in the northern kingdom to be commended for executing God's will by eliminating the house of Ahab, verse 30, and eradicating Baal worship, verse 28. For this reason, God promises that Jehu's descendants will sit on the throne of Israel, to the fourth generation, verse 30. Nevertheless, the comments on Jehu are not all positive. The text reveals the limits of his zeal. He doesn't keep the law of God with all his heart, because he never turns away from the sins of Jeroboam, who had caused Israel to worship the golden calves at Bethel and Dan, verses 29 and 31. This apostasy eventually leads to the reduction of the size of Israel and its being overpowered by neighboring countries, verses 32 and 33. Beyond our outward actions, God looks into a person's inner motivation. What God actually requires of us is to obey him with all our hearts. Unfortunately, Jehu falls short of wholeheartedness. Some people may find it difficult to understand how injustice can be dealt with by violence. Further evaluation of Jehu can be found outside the Book of Kings. Far from approving the bloodshed at Jezreel, Hosea makes it clear that the Lord would punish the house of Jehu for the massacre at Jezreel. Throughout human history, God sometimes paradoxically achieves his divine plan through wicked people or evil plots. In all these human flaws, God's sovereignty always triumphs. The story of the cross is the best example. Apply. In what ways do your actions show your trust in God's sovereignty? Are there areas that require adjustment? Closing prayer. Lord, examine my heart, even when I act zealously for you. Help me to serve you with an upright spirit and pure motives. I want my agendas to align with your divine will.